lot of Big Q to play that today. 7:30. 960 ICFM, the Gary Craig Show on a Thursday morning, the dirty joke of the week. Going strong, the phone lines are jammed as usual. This is a kind of a holiday version dirty joke. You know, we do come up with our holiday versions. How come Santa doesn't have any kids? The punchline available only one place, 247-9696. The great Garnack will be here moments away. Let's check on weather. Here's Charlie Bagley at Travelers. Hi, Charles.
Hello, Gary.
What do you have to say about today's weather?
Well, today is going to be fine weather around the entire area. Fair skies, light winds, afternoon temperatures getting up to the range of 42 to 46 degrees. Then for tonight, we're calling for an increase in the cloud cover with morning lows of 25 to 30. For the holiday itself, there is a chance for a little light snow. A storm system should be tracking off to the south of us, but we are keeping a weather eye on it. And, you know, as it gets closer to us, we'll have a better idea whether or not we'll get any of that light snow. More clouds around tomorrow, though, and the temperatures will be in the range of 36 to 38 on the holiday itself. Right now in downtown Hartford, 37 degrees.
Thank you, Charlie.
You too, Gary.
Charlie Bagley, Traveler's Weather, 7:31, 29 minutes away from 8 o'clock on this Thursday morning. U.S. confirmation of another Polish defector. With an update from TICFM News, here's John Elliott.
Thank you, Gary. A U.S. diplomat in Tokyo has confirmed this hour that Poland's ambassador to Japan has defected and will seek asylum in the U.S. His success in doing so a foregone conclusion. Last night, President Reagan lambasted the martial law regime of the Polish general Wojciech Jaruzelski, cutting commercial and credit line ties with Warsaw government. The president of the University of Hartford says budget cutbacks on the federal and state level are affecting many of the 10,000 students attending U of H. We'll hear from Joel Trachtenberg at the top of the hour. Spokeswomen for the Connecticut chapter of the National Organization of Women say they believe the Equal Rights Amendment will pass, despite a court ruling yesterday considered a major blow to the ERA. And Hartford Mayor Thurman Milner, continuing his predecessor's tradition, has come out with the annual Mayor's Christmas poem. We'll hear that also at the top of the hour on the good old Gary Craig Show. But, oh no. I can't believe it.
John, I can't believe it.
Ladies and gentlemen, entering the studio, Studio 10, here at the great Red, Green, and Gold building in downtown Hartford, the mystical, magical, all-knowing Swami, the Santa of the airwaves, the one, the only, the Christmastime great Garnack. Good morning, O Mystic One.
Hello, Holly Face. How are you?
How are you this morning?
Just Christmased out.
I love that wreath around your head.
Certainly. Electric lights. Notice where the plug leads.
Very very nice. I have in my hand, O Mystic One, a set of envelopes containing the questions to which the Great Garnack will supply the answers. These envelopes have been hermetically sealed at the North Pole in Rudolph's stall since the last Christmas Eve ceremony. And now, the first envelope, please.
Garland.
He said, Garland.
What do you call 2.5 acres of property purchased by a guy named Gar?
Gar.
It's tough to come up with, yes, these Christmas time.
It's all right, a great one.
Mistletoe.
Mistletoe.
What do you get when you stencil MX 5 times at the end of your foot? Mistletoe. Lee Iacocca.
Lee Iacocca.
Name the first person on Reagan's knee when he dresses up as Santa this year. Lee Iacocca.
Oh, Swami of the airwaves, I hold in my paw the very last Christmas envelope.
May a sickly reindeer relieve himself in your eggnog.
Thank you so much.
Social Security, air traffic controllers, miniature light set.
Social Security, air traffic controllers, and a miniature light set.
Name 3 things that won't be working this Christmas. Just a couple.
He's leaving now, John. He's gone, baby.
There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. The Mystic One himself, the great Garnack.
Well, I tell you.
In a puff of smoke, Gary, I can't believe that disappearing act.
Yeah, it still smells like garlic in here, though. 7:35, 25 minutes before 8 o'clock. Morning. I wish you'd be saying goodnight.